It's time to connect the dots. You know when you hear that music. People are dancing out there in the solar system right now. The teens love thinking music. Well, I play this bass guitar music. They're getting in the show. It's for the ETs. For you people at home that want to dance. Can't stand still. Get that thrill. Connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And we're going to connect the dots tonight. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you got something to say, call in and say it. Number is 888-627-6008. That invitation is always there. Hey, you know, I advertise on Twitter that this show is better than Coast to Coast. And the main reason why is because I talk about solutions. You know, the solutions, as the chipmunk said to the squirrel, that wraps it up in a nutshell. The solution to all the problems is the governments have to be replaced with direct democracies or referendum-only type situations or ruling authorities. Yes, referendum-only. We can't allow these politicians to be making decisions anymore because they're just no good at it. I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans, whatever they are. They're just no good at serving the general public. They're horrible. All of them, period. That's why I'm running for president as a write-in candidate, a non-political write-in candidate, because politics is a game. It's an evil game. It doesn't serve the general public. Everything about it is corrupt. Bribes, lobbyists, people spending $20 million to get a job that only pays $200,000. Like, well, why would they do that? It has to be the kickback money. It wouldn't make any sense. We'll talk about making sense of things. Let me quote a famous statement from, you must have heard of that famous astronomer, Galileo. He said that, and this is back in the 17th century, he said that the language of the universe is written in mathematics. And its characters are triangles, circles, and other geometrical figures, without which it is humanly impossible to understand a single word of it. You know, that's pretty much making point that geometry is kind of a language in itself. And then you add frequencies to it, and that's kind of like a common denominator blueprint for understanding things. And when you gain some understanding of things, never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. For your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. That's right. You find some money laying on the street, you just thank someone. Thank the heavenly overseers. And we all have overseers. Since said everyone has a guardian angel, it's kind of like in the Hollywood movies, you know, the gods are looking down on us, or the evolved beings. I mean, in actuality, there is only one real God with a threefold personality, otherwise known as the Trinity of Paradise. The information is out there. If you're not aware of that, seek the information. You'll find it. And talking about seeking, those who seek the truth, and we're all being observed during our daily routines by overseers, guidance, by guardian angels, by celestial fan club, maybe. Those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. These invisible revealers of truth expose us to clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think, and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning abilities. Something to think about. And while we're talking about thinking about things, did you know that the wheel that squeaks gets the oil? That's why people who complain a lot sometimes get their way by simply complaining and squawking a lot. Think about it. And let's dispel any of these false statements that have been floating around for a long time. Remember that old speech, 425 years ago. Blah, 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 blah. All men are created equal. Well, that is one of the biggest lies of all time. All men are not created equal. And there's plenty of concrete evidence out there to prove it. Believe me, all men are not created equal. You could say that God loves all men equally. That would be okay. But all men are not created equal. And basically, everybody's personality was given to you by the original source of all that is. And every personality is different. So even if you cloned yourself, you know, your clone would be unique like you, because we have the same personality. But then a clone might not even have a personality. You might lose that personality then. Personality actually is it's the part you share with God. That's right. It was given to you from God, and so it connects you to God. Another reason all things are connected. Another reason to think about things. But all men are not created equal. We need to wipe that statement out of the books, because it's misleading people. And causes people to build their thinking patterns on an untrue foundation. You know, sometimes the hardest thing of all is to be truthful to yourself. Think about it. That's right. And like a never-ending game of tit for tat, the carousel of criticism goes round and round. Have you noticed? No. That's the way it is. All I have to say is people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. Making point how ridiculous our system is. Of course, our system of legal systems are all based around Sumerian control of society. The basic structure of the ancient Sumerian city-state is still with us today. We got laws prohibiting free behavior. We got big punishments attached to things to make people suffer. That's not godly. None of it is. We need to get rid of all these stupid laws that are just no good, that don't serve the public. They serve the overseers of the people, the warlords. They serve the dictators. They serve the military. And we don't want that. It's not good for the human race. Hey, the ETs are here. They're bringing on the event. They keep talking about it, but we're kind of getting a little impatient here. You know, we want some. We want this thing to speed up. And truthfully, I'm tired of hearing about it. You know, this has been dragging on for months and months and months, and it started years ago, and they're still, they're not down to bringing on this in. And there's this talk, here's the problem, they're talking about, well, we all have to do our part, and sure we do, to put more love vibrations out there, because love can overpower everything. But at the same time, a few tweets on Twitter, where I picked up this info about what's going on, you're preaching to the choir, as the saying goes. Those of us that are aware about what's going on, aware about the ascension of planet Earth, we're a small group. The masses don't get it. And as I tweeted out there, we need another broadcasting network, just one that broadcasts the truth. You want to get the people ready for the event and to accept the ET spacecraft when they all land on the planet Earth and finally arrest the bad guys? Well, the easiest way to get the people ready is a new broadcasting channel, you know? Channel 8, Infinity Broadcasting. I think somebody has that name, but turn the 8 on the side, it looks like infinity. A new, like Channel 8 within the small matrix of channels there. And 24/7 broadcasting of enlightening truth. You know, we'll tell the truth. What happened in the world today, the news? The phony governments continue to BS the people. The evil corporations continue to kill people for profit. And that's a real news item. The hype about the midterm elections. More lies, more us versus them. It's not the solution, you know? The two-party system in America, this is a plan designed to fail. Because there'll always be a conflict going on. And it's not going to work out. People need to give up on it, you know? And then everyone's revved up. Oh, we got to vote red. You got to vote blue. And then when we use those terms, red and blue, we're blurring the truth. Every one of those political terms out there is a blur of truth. It's got nothing to do with truth. It has to do with generalizations. He's with the left. No, he's a radical right. And these are all vague terms. Instead of speaking about what the person or the group of people really are. You know? This is ridiculous. Is everybody that stupid? They haven't woke up. Stop using these terms. I keep tweeting it all the time out there. Nobody gets it. Everybody still wants to get out there and grandstand. Oh, dear. You know, there's some funny things, the libtards and all stuff like that. There's some humor. I like humor, too. But in reality, stop using the terms left, right, middle, conservative, communist, you know, anarchist. In fact, most people don't even know what the word anarchist means. Hey, you think you know? Call up. Let's see if you do know. I know what the word anarchist refers to. It's not what you're thinking. It's not about just causing chaos. That's the mainstream media thing that they perpetuated, you know? But we got to stop using the terms. We don't need to call anything anything. Anybody knows anything about philosophy? As soon as you call something, label something, tag it with the name, you created a limited belief system. And limited belief systems all eventually become plans guaranteed to fail. Not only designed to fail, they're guaranteed to fail. And this is important information. I'm telling you, stop allowing the mainstream media, the fake news people, to get you to play their game. It's their little word game, left, right. What are we marching here? Left, right. That's military, you know, hey. But conservative, liberal. These terms are so loosely used. You know, there was a time that the word liberal was good to be liberal decades ago. Now it's bad to be liberal and conservative. You know, sure, they're focusing on this word conservative. It's not a good word to focus on, because if you're too conservative, you can't evolve. You ever think about that? Hey, listen, I've got the book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name of the show. You know, I talk about a minute or two every week. Well, I wish people would go out there and buy it and educate yourself and educate your friends. Buy it. Hey, Christmas is coming around. A lot of people are still Christians. But it relates to the holidays, Christmas, buying presents for people. Well, if you don't want to educate yourself, buy the book, Connect the Dots Theory, for someone for Christmas. It makes a great Christmas present. And guess what? That person will look at the pictures, and I'm that kind of person, too. I look at the pictures, and I turn the pages. And that person you buy the book for will come back to you and say, and you will be amazed that he became a smarter person than you just from reading that little book of mine. It's out there, Google it. You can get to preview some of the pages, you know, out there on Google. And, of course, it's available everywhere. Amazon, you know, you can get it for your notepad. Just iTunes. You just go out there, look, Barnes & Noble, get it for you, too. I recommend you buy the full book. That way you can study the pictures and even enlarge some of the photographs. Take a ruler out and do some measurements. If there's any astrology people listening to this show, you ought to be studying all the pictures of the star patterns caught on 35mm film, and you'll be able to pick out what points of light in the sky are not stars. I can tell by other ways, because I just have taken enough of these pictures, and I know when there's things floating around in the sky that are not stars. And there are plenty of things. Hey, you can learn about the flying crescent. You know what it is? Well, it's a phrase I coined, flying crescent. Something that happens in response to your thinking being paid to by people in the other dimensions or entities. They don't have to be people. They could be just life forms. And they're listening to what you say, and they like something you say, and they'll give you a little flash across the sky in the curve of a crescent, but it's really a five-pointed star, gold, copper colored. And, hey, when you see this happen, you know that you're connecting with the higher reality. Just like crop circles. You see crop circles, you go in the crop circle, there's an experience there. You know, most people have forgotten already that the ancient arrow site in New Mexico, and perhaps you can still Google it, perhaps the pictures are still up there. Again, stuff that should have been shared with the human race, confiscated by the government, the military, the secret military. In fact, you know, the military are the ones actually that want the chemtrails up in the sky. It helps them with blocking radar or projecting things. Isn't that wonderful? Well, if they can't protect us without that, they're not that good, really. And we don't need that kind of stuff, because they're poisoning the earth, and they've got tricked into doing this because there are so many aliens here, bad aliens on our world, that want to destroy Mother Earth. And they've been doing it for a long time. I mean, the chemtrails is one of the worst things going. The aluminum, the barium, radioactive materials, they throw all other kind of crap in the air, and you end up inhaling it, and it gets stuck in your body. And then it's all over the soil, you know, and sulfur compounds that can ignite forest fires are in the chemtrails, too. some jet fuels and stuff like that. And they throw the chemtrails in the jet fuel sometimes, too. And all this is known, and everybody lets it go on, just like the 5G coming up. I mean, 5G, yeah, it sounds great. Oh, fast speeds. Not that we really need any fast speeds. I mean, if you're playing the stock market and you want to get your, want to sell something, beat the guy, the other guy to the punch, yeah, you need a millisecond ahead of him to get your sale ahead of his to make the money. We've all seen it played out in movies, and we all know that that's it. They're down to the milliseconds, and getting the fastest one to make the sale before the stock price goes up or down. Yeah, okay, 5G is important for you group of people. The rest of us, we don't really need it, and it's unhealthy, really unhealthy. But they're not telling you that, and they don't want to tell you that. People are talking about it on the internet. There's videos out there on it. I tell people, look up YouTube, Kevin Mottos, M-O-T-T-O-S. He's got a 1 hour, 6 minute 5G info. He's a brain tumor surgeon. He represents other doctors. They're trying to talk. He's down to Washington every day, trying to lobby these people, but without money. I told them, like, you know, you're fighting a losing battle there, but keep fighting the battle. You know, he said, and I've mentioned this before, he envisions 10 million people coming to Washington. Well, everybody is too lazy for 10 million people to show up in Washington, D.C., and it wouldn't change a thing because, like I've told people before, this is the republic. In the republic, the representatives have all the power, and you have none. You could get 50 million people to jam up Washington, and they still wouldn't budge. Because the only thing that gets them off their lazy ass is money. Because that's it. They're all addicted to greed. Not all of them, but I don't know, whether it's 85% or 90% or whatever. That says there's only enough good people for squat, as the saying goes. Hey, you know, I wrote this book, Connected Dots Theory, to teach people to learn how to teach themselves, you know, and to change the paradigm of thinking, that we can move beyond the box we've allowed ourselves to be put into. Because we need to be thinking outside the box. You know, my book, Connected Dots Theory, concludes that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all whose agenda is to disprove something. That's right. You can turn the tables on anybody. When some fly-by-night scientist says, "Where's your proof about something?" you can turn the tables on him and say, "Well, where's your proof that it's not?" And that is a valid argument. You think you can talk me out of that valid argument? Hey, it's a call-in radio show. Call me. You know, connected dots theory, it's a focal point at the center of a metaphysical spiderweb besides the book. That's right, besides the book, my connected dots theory is a focal point at the center of a metaphysical spider web that we can all attach both our individual and collective consciousnesses to, and simultaneously evolve in all directions via the path of our own choosing. Isn't that what we all want? You know, we're all teachers, we're all inventors, we're all free-thinking people, we're all people, spirits of love. It's hard to project love in a world so cruel as that on planet Earth, and they've really gone out of their way to make a lot of cruelty here. That's what the Galactic Federation of Light doesn't understand. You know, easier said than done. Yeah, put out your love projections. Again, you're preaching to the choir. Those of us who know how to do that, we're doing it already. Try to get strangers to do that. Couch potatoes, sheeple, 9-to-5ers, drug addicts, full-time criminals, sports people, Try to get them to think that. You know, I got games like so much violence in games. It's not good. It's not healthy. You know, and we've been prodded into accepting that. You know, football has gotten, like, overly violent. Hockey is but violence. And then we have all these fights on the field, you know, and this sport and that sport. You know, sports were actually, again, I talk about it in my book, Connected Dots Theory. You tell me what I don't talk about in that book. But I talk about sports. They're teaching mechanisms. There's a lot of hidden truths revealed in sports, and I go into great detail in my book, Connected Dots Theory. And that's the importance of sports and to have fun, too. But even things like a deck of cards, there's so many hidden lessons in that deck of cards. But I can't get into it now. It's just too involved. But, you know, the games are teaching us all kinds of things. The game of chess. Now, there's the whole game of life. I come up with something, a term called earthly living chess. You know, when you walk through life every day, there's forces that come against you. You have to deal with them. You have to block them. Some of them you have to take out. Just like in the game of chess. And chess teaches you strategies. And I don't think the Galactic Federation of Light plays too much chess. Because I've heard their plan. I can only thank all the Starseeds and Cobra Info One on Twitter putting all this information out there about what's going on with the Galactic Federation of Light, liberation of planet Earth. But from a lot of things they say, you know, this is constructive criticism. I thank them for all they're doing on behalf of the human race, but bringing the replicators. But so far, it's all talk. You know, I want to see some results. I mean, they've been talking about this for too long already, I think. And come on, land on the planet and start the event, right? The people are never going to be fully ready unless you did the things I've tweeted about. Of course, you probably didn't listen to my tweets or not take notice of them. And you probably don't listen to the radio show either. That's too bad because I'm talking about, hey, these are the things to do. We need the new broadcasting network to wake up the sheeple, the couch potatoes, and the general public, because we've all been groomed to get our news from the boob tube. But a boob tube can be a good tube if it's under the right direction and you're putting out the right information. Science fiction movies are great teachers of hidden realities. And I favor some of the older movies because the lessons were there. A particular film, believe it or not, I consider one of the classics, 1957 English movie, British movie, called Quatermass 2, The Enemies in Space. Now, this movie doesn't have any, you know, fantastic effects like Star Wars. And it's all these new Hollywood movies have. Yeah, fantastic effects. And go, wow, ooh. But there was a story to this. 1957. You can probably pick it up on the internet and watch it for free. 1957, Quatermass 2, a British science fiction movie. And it's quite relevant to what's happening today. Objects in space start landing on Earth, and if they're picked up by humans, the entity inside the little spacecraft spurts out and into your body and takes control of your mind, and then manipulates you, the human being, to serve their agenda, which is to come to Earth and take over. And eventually, what happens in this movie is that everybody in Britain, all levels of government and authorities, have been taken over, mind-controlled by ETs that have got them to build an incubating community where these creatures have the ability to join together in one big monstrous mush. And the ingredients are toxic to every living thing on Earth. So they're not going to get along with us too well, and we're not going to get along with them. And they're mind-controlling people to take the taxpayers' money and build domes so they can live in them in our atmosphere while they're getting ready to take over. Now, this is so relevant to what's happening today, because everybody in government acts like they're being mind controlled, and they're ignoring, in this movie, Quatermass 2, Enemy from Space, Professor Quatermass finds out what's going on, and he tries to go to the authorities and say, "You got to stop this. This is crazy." And nobody's listening to him because they're all mind controlled, and the military's in on it too. In fact, the invaders, they've gotten control of their own military, and they're not afraid to kill people either. And this is the kind of situation we're in right now. Our world is controlled by extraterrestrials in a bad, bad way. They have tricked us to giving up our free will. They subjugate us to all kinds of harassment-type laws. They've stifled our free speech. They stifle every bit of behavior that we have when it comes to enjoying life. They quickly make rules so we can't enjoy life. They find out what we like in the supermarket, and I've talked to many people about this, and they say, "I have the same problem too." As soon as you like something in the supermarket, this is how in-depth this control of mankind is. All of a sudden, the product that you like is no longer available. They started doing this years ago. Now it's a full-bloomed program, pretty much. And I hear that. I tell that story every time I tell it. No matter who I tell it to, they after hearing my story, say the same thing happens to them. I like this. I used to go to the supermarket and get it. Now it's not available anymore. Well, it's happening at every supermarket around the country. Unless it's poison junk food, they want you to have more of that. Or poison fast food, they want you to have plenty of that. But other little treats in the supermarket, it's almost designed, we want to frustrate as many humans as possible. And if the shoe fits, wear it. So I wear it on that one. Anyway, hey, I'll remind you again, the ancient arrow site in New Mexico, the 23 chambers, each one supposedly had the ability to communicate to the viewer. We're being denied that now. Yes, we are. It's not good. So there's all these. There's another British sci-fi movie. I forgot what it was called. Was about making special seeds into a product for mind controlling the general public. Well, don't think that isn't happening to some extent. I'm sure somebody's working on that, one of these secret projects. let me tell you, there's no doubt about that. That could be happening. And people ought to take time to watch these science fiction movies from the 50s. Something about the invaders from Mars came here or something, another mind control group. They'd stick things in the back of people's necks and stuff like that. They would get the cops to go out and kill people. Well, what are the cops doing today? You know? They're killing people like so haphazardly, it's insane. Don't tell me there isn't a little mind control going on here. You know? And that's the world we're living in. We need to realize there's a lot of mind control going on, and just look at governments. Governments make one stupid decision after another. Meanwhile, they keep ignoring important things like the outlaying of the 5G frequencies designed to kill. That's right. This is outright open genocide on the general public. The few people that are like talking about it, they're being ignored. No one in mainstream media is talking about it. No one in government is talking about it. Our dear friend President Trump, well, why isn't he aware of this? Why aren't his advisors advising him? Or are they all part of the plot too? You know? It's bad news. These things are happening. Hey, floods are being caused everywhere. That's weather modification. There's the military again, using technologies in the wrong way. The message is out there. They were the ones who created Fukushima with the HAARP program. They caused the earthquake. Hey, the info's out there, you know. Don't take my word for it. Do your own investigation. Then there's the Gwen towers, the microwave towers. They're up everywhere. They're going to be frying us all. That's what they're going to broadcast the 5G to. You know, if they had did 5G correctly, it would be through fiber optic cables. Fiber optics does not give off dangerous frequencies. But they are insisting. So why are they insisting on broadcasting it? Well, it was probably a little cheaper to set up, but that's not an excuse. When you know it's going to kill people, and it will kill people, and it's definitely going to make a lot of people have cancer in a very short amount of time. You know, you better pay attention to what's on your telephone pole, because you might want to go out there at night and dismantle it, because you have a right to save yourself from being killed. You're being forewarned. These are dangerous frequencies, and by all means, everyone go out and get themselves a microwave meter. How are you going to know how bad it is unless you have that microwave meter? News is going to lie to you, just like with 9/11, when the buildings came down, the fake politicians and fake government people came by and said, oh, it's okay to breathe the air. Everything is fine, you know? Just don't worry about it. Meanwhile, people start getting sick right after from the toxic dust in the air and everything. And everyone was lied to. They have no qualms about that. You know, they've sold their soul to something evil, and you can't trust government people to tell you the truth. You know, that's it. That's why the government has to be changed. No ifs, ands, or buts. Hey, I'm cutting a new path through the woods. I'm saying everyone should be non-political. The only reason anybody should be in government is because you want to serve everyone. And you shouldn't be there if you have no talents in serving people. Well, I guess that eliminates 95% of the people in politics because they have no talents. Few of them have grandstanding abilities. Yeah, they love to stand in front of that TV camera and grandstand. We know who they are. I'm not going to waste my breath talking about it. But that's it. We need to talk a real story here. You know, the Galactic Federation of Light, I keep talking about it. Somebody get them to call into the show. You know, as the saying goes, get off the high horse and start interacting with the common men on planet Earth. I'm a common man. I wrote a song called The Common Man. I write songs. I write poetry. In fact, speaking of observations and comprehensions, let me just say to you like this. Those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who is to blame? It has been planned that way, they say. a plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations. The phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us on to our own self. Annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Yep, you can thank the mainstream media and the fake news for all that. You can thank the secret militaries. And you can thank the evil ETs for all that crap they're dumping on us. So it's time for everybody to wake up. It's time to turn off the TV and the cell phone, clear all the clutter that's clouding your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. Because you need to gain control of your mind and willingly and intentionally project love, because love will add to love, and the more love there is in this world, the harder it's for evil to exist. They want us to have confrontations. That's part of the control plan. You know, it's the 1984 scenario. You keep the people fighting with each other and you have control over them. And it's still going on today and people are still falling for it. You know, it's time to end all the violence. There's an old song, I think it was recorded by the famous Donovan, called The Universal Soldier. You know? All the bad things happening with armies and wars, if the Universal Soldier didn't volunteer to do all these bad things by following commands that tell them to kill and maim and destroy, without the Universal Soldier, there would be no war. So the next time you think about, like, you know, we all need militaries for protection, but when militaries start to be used to take over other groups of people. Here's where you've crossed the line. Yeah, absolutely. That's where. Hey, do you know there's a blood conspiracy? Think about it. You start asking questions, and you'll quickly find out that nobody knows where all the blood's going. Yeah. You know, and some of these factory farming places, the meal, blood is mixed into the meal of the animals. Dead animals are chopped up and fed to the live animals regarding livestock. Yeah. The movie Soylent Green, well, it's been going on in the animal farming business for a long time. Collect the dead bodies, chop them up, use them as feed. Saves money. Isn't that wonderful? So, I mean, can I tell you, hey, you know, they're putting aluminum into vaccines, and vaccines and other things. If you want to understand anything about how a human body works, how the energy is overlaid in different layers around the human body. And a human body is more than just the physical ingredients. If you understand how a human body really works, vaccines are a no-no. They don't make any sense. Vaccines were invented to poison us, to kill us, to maim us, destroy us. The doctors are under the control of the ETs, the evil ETs. You know, we've heard all these stories from abductee people, and it kind of gives you the idea that they've imposed, we've copied their ways. When the people talk about being examined on a flat table up in a spacecraft with light shining in their face and creatures all around sticking and poking them and prodding them, well, that sounds like an operating room, doesn't it? So, modern medical profession has doing almost an exact copy of the human abducting gray ETs. Now, is that coincidental? I'm telling you. Hey, did you know the bubonic plague lays dormant in sunlight can bring it back to life? Horrifying, but that information is floating around out there. So, we know there's formaldehyde. We know there's, what else bad thing in there? Lead. They've got everything, including the kitchen sink, thrown into the vaccines. It doesn't make any sense to put poisons into your body. It really doesn't. The real solution is get a real understanding how a human body works, and things like light and frequencies can be used to heal anything. Or you can use the harmless physical things like extracts from the marijuana plant. That's right. You got to wonder. I mean, with all the scientific evidence about how good marijuana is, why aren't they legalizing it? Because, Bruce, everyone is mind controlled, and bribery is a form of mind control too. So everyone in government around the whole world is mind-controlled, pretty much. And it's not going to change until the event. Again, the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL, they're here to rescue us. But, I hope they understand that there's a dire need to work faster to start dealing with the surface. Their plan is, well, the surface is left to the end, and first the event happens, and then they clean up the surface. Well, guess what? Millions of innocent people are going to be suffering needlessly because you guys are taking too long. And I don't want to care about the anomaly, the plasma anomaly sucking negative energies. I don't care if it's still a little there. Start with the event on the Earth, because if you want people to project love, you got to create a nicer environment for them. And we're still too much under the control, and they're tightening the screws down on us, the evil guys. And, give up this idea that your plan has to be perfectly executed, you know? You have to deal with situations as they happen. You know, I've put a few puns out there. I don't know if you guys, you galactics, understand humor, you know? We use it here on Earth to try to call attention to something that's not being addressed, you know? Like, things are getting severely worse on the surface here because the cabal, they're like caged animals. I mean, we know when animals get caged and they feel like they're... their life is threatened, they get worse, they get more vicious, and that's exactly what's happening. And the 5G is going to happen, you know, because you guys haven't brought the event on yet, so you better bring it on fast, you know? You can stop it with money, you're talking, you know, I keep hearing about that, the $120 trillion set aside by the Galactic Federation. Well, some of that's needed now to stop the... money can stop the 5G from being put online. Money can give us some good TV networks that are not cabal-owned, that are willing to have real news to tell the truth, and to unite the people in good causes, stop the wars, stop all the nonsense, and stop the BS. Money can do that. What? The money's more needed now than it will be after the event. Yeah, it'll be needed then too, but $120 trillion, come on, there's plenty to go around. You need to put some out now. We know what to do, those of us that know. I'm one of them. Hey. But do your own investigation as to who you can trust. But I claim to be the most knowledgeable person in regards to knowing my human race here. You guys really don't know our human race like I know the human race on planet Earth. You know what you know about the other dimensions, you know about the high-tech scientists, but you don't really know the 100 or more versions of humanity that are all floating around on the planet here. You don't know the ins and outs about getting them to do things. You think you just throw a few tweets out there, tell us to project love? That goes in one ear and out the other, because we've been conditioned to respond in different ways. You're not aware of that conditioning to the extent that I am. And so you should be partnering with people like me to make this all happen a little quicker, because the longer it takes, the more people are going to suffer. I know you don't want people to suffer, but it's going to happen. It's happening right now, and it's increasing every day. People are being poisoned with vaccines. Mother Earth is being poisoned with the chemtrails. Human beings are being poisoned with the chemtrails, giving us all kinds of minor ailments and stuff like that. And for some, it'll be catastrophic. People are being poisoned with vaccines. People are being lied to. People are being made to suffer in numerous ways. The laws are stifling creativity. The laws are stifling freedom. The governments are becoming less responsive instead of more. And this just keeps, it's a spiral, downward spiral, getting worse and worse and worse. You need to bring the event on like tomorrow, you know? Or if you're not going to bring it on, that says you need to start interacting with people on Earth, that those of us like myself that know what to do. Somebody out there, hey, should call in right now, 888-627-6008. You know? I need to connect with somebody who has a direct connection to the Galactic Federation of Light. They probably don't even know I have a radio show, and they're probably not even listening to this. They ought to be, because they need to hear it, you know? There's a fire. Let me explain it to you clearly. The Earth is catching fire, literally, in California and other places. The fire needs to be put out. You have the ingredients to put out the fires and stop all the other bad things. And you're telling us that you're waiting for the green light that tells you to go. You know? You're within distance of putting out the fire, but you're not getting to the fire because you're telling us you're waiting for a green light known as the event. Well, that doesn't cut it, you know? On Earth here, when the firemen get to the firehouse, they run the red lights and they get to the fire as quick as possible. And I think, you know, you ought to be doing that too. There's a fire here on Earth that needs to be put out. It's bad. They're using energy weapons to cook people's cars, burn people's homes. They're making a mockery of the human race. They're lying to people to get anything to get them to poison themselves with vaccines. They're doing it on a full scale over in Africa there. You know, I mean, how can you just sit by and watch the Earth being destroyed at an alarming faster rate, just because you want to wait until everything is just perfect? Well, we don't buy that, you know? That's not how we do things on Earth here. You know, we want to, like, there's a fire, you hop in the fire truck and you get to the location as fast as possible. You run red lights, you do anything except kill people on the way there. And that's what we expect you to do, and I know I'm speaking for the whole human race on this, and, you know, I've been hearing about this for months, the event. Well, when the event happens, when the pulse gets here, well, you know what? It should have got here already, or you should have started 10 years earlier, you know? Really? Thank you for everything, but at the same time, I'll make my complaints, because, as the saying goes, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. You keep knocking on the door, eventually someone will answer, but this is crazy, you know? You guys have the power to stop this. All the bad things happening on the surface right now, and you should be doing that, or at least give us the money, and we can do it with the money. Yeah? Really? Why do we have to suffer anymore? You're telling us you're here, you got billions of spacecraft out there, you're telling us you know who the bad guys are. Well, just come down and arrest him. But you need still to consult us. I don't believe you know where the energy weapons are that can be turned on from other dimensions. I don't believe you know. How could you possibly know unless they did a test? Or were walking around the earth and being very observant, like I've done in my whole life. How could you possibly know? I don't believe there's any way for you to know. Yet you seem to don't be considering things like that. You know? Let me tell you, I think about things way, like a chess master, I think 100 moves down the road on the game board. I don't think you're thinking that far down. You underestimate evil. The fact that you've been, you know, you put the information out there, there's been an 8-million-year war. Well, you know, an old saying might have helped you a long time ago, a stitch in time saves nine. For any war to be going on for 8 million years, says you're not on top of things. You know, being too tolerant for too long is not a good plan. It's a mistake that the universe has made before. I'm quite aware of the mistakes that have made in the past. I'm a knowledgeable person, and there needs to be a new look at how to address these things. Hey, you see any orbs lately? You know, I was at a demonstration once. This was inside a building in Manhattan, and somebody did something, said something. Okay, appear, and the orbs appeared. What are they? You know, a lot of speculation. But I'll tell you one thing, that regardless of speculation, when I tell people to go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, it's got the pictures of the sparkling points of light that look like little sparklers, except it's not a sparkler on the end of a stick. Sparkling points of light floating in the air. I've got the pictures in my book. I've never heard anybody in my whole life talk about this. And the only recognition I've gotten from people is when it's happening, I pointed it out to them and they said, yeah, I see. But the people I pointed out to, their minds weren't, I don't know. They just, it was beyond their comprehension. And when we're talking about comprehension, we need to comprehend what's happening. A lot of bad things happening. The Galactic Federation of Light is here, but they're not. You know, they're delaying coming to the surface. They want it to go, you know, all perfect, but I'm putting out the call. I'm pulling the fire alarm. The house is burning, and don't tell us that you have to wait for the red light to change to green. Now, don't tell us. Come. We're calling for you. I'm calling for you on behalf of the human race. Come now. Meet with us, and you've got the ingredients to help. We'll help you stop some of this. You don't have to do it all, but we need the help that you're offering. We need that money. Money can stop everything bad happening in this world. $120 trillion. Come on, we don't need the whole thing. Just give us a couple of trillion. And we'll show you how easy we can stop all of this. All it takes is money. All the bad things being done is based around money and mind control. And the mind control can be fixed, too. All it takes is money. And we know how to do that. Well, pretty soon we're coming to the end of the show. I invite everybody, go to BBS Radio. There's a lot of great hosts on BBS. And go down to my show Saturday, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. And that'll take you to the CD Baby link. Click on it. And visit the songs. You get 29 seconds preview on each of the songs of my two albums. I can't believe that if you went there, that you wouldn't find one song that you like. That you'd be able to find at least one song that you like. But you should buy the whole album if you're, you know, maybe you're not interested in philosophical music or social commentary, but it's all of my songs on Songs Better Than Dylan. They're teaching songs. I said it before, the song Jerusalem. There's the answer to the Palestinian and Israeli problem. It's in the song. You know? And at 99 cents a song, you know, money is not a factor, really. Plus, you ought to be supportive of what I'm doing. I'm running for president of the United States without any help, without any money, just a website and knowledge. Visit the site, you'll be impressed. I bring more to the table than anyone has ever brought for running for president of the United States. So do that. Go to BBS Radio, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m., click on the name of the show, click on my name, and you'll find a whole lot of wonderful information relating to me and what I'm all about. Tell your friends to tune in, because I'm cutting a new path through the woods with this show. All right, we're getting to the end of the show. Hey, are you the partying kind? Because, well, you ought to be, because that's how I end the show. One of the most tasteful lead guitar parts ever put on a song. At the end of that record, Are You the Partying Kind? You're going to hear that first, and then you're going to hear my anthem. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. It'll inspire you. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown and get on out of here. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.